Just quickly, if you've got a question you would like answered on this show, then head over to @AshBorland on Instagram and drop me a direct message. I answer questions from people all the time on this show, and it's one of my favorite things to do every single morning before I start my day. So if you've got a question within marketing or sales or processes within financial services, then drop me a DM @AshBorland on Instagram, or ashborland.com/Instagram, and it'll redirect you there, and I will answer the question on the show when we get around to it. Anyway, let's get into this episode. So let me share with you an unpopular opinion that is not widely held in this industry, but one that I'm really passionate about, okay? And that is that tracking your sales, tracking your return on investment on your marketing, it can be, a lot of the time, a waste of time, especially when you're starting out, because I think it makes you focus on the wrong things. So let me explain what I mean by this. Recently, a question was posed to me while I was at an event, which they said, we were talking about this strategy that I had up on the board, and they said, what have you seen from your clients over the last 30 days in regards to when they switched to this type of content from the other type of content? What has been the return on investments? Have you seen more leads over those 30 days? And the reason, and my answer to that was, I don't know and I don't care. In a nice way, being nice. And the guy was great. The question was brilliant. The people there at this event was great. But it got me thinking, because what people misunderstand with me, and misunderstand, I think, across the board with this stuff, is that I think people obsess too much on this return on investment on a small macro scale. In a micro scale, sorry. So they're looking at, in 30 days, if I make videos every single day for 30 days, what would be my result? What would be my return? And then they track it and then they go, oh, it didn't really work, or it did work. And the problem with this is that from my experience of working with lots and lots of advisors through building brands and creating businesses that are sustainable personal brand businesses, where there are three types of lead flow, you're getting all of the brand business referrals, demand business, you're getting lots of it. It didn't happen in 30 days. Happened in 18 months is the thing I said to most people. It's 18 months. It's a lot of slog. And actually, if you're using the metric of, did I get a return on this in the last 30 days, you will just stop. You'll lose instantly, because you're not going to work past that point when, and you're gonna stop. You'll go, oh, it didn't really work. 30 days, nothing really changed. I'll go back to what I was doing before. Even though the thing you were probably doing would have worked if you continue to do it for a long enough time horizon. And I think that, and I said, the answer I think I said to this person was, I don't look at that. I look at what is the overall change and impact to their authority. So the impact they're actually creating and the impact to their income at the end of that kind of 18 month period, really, is what I'm looking at. It's like, how different are you compared to what you were before? And that could be across the board. That could be the way you work, your systems, your processes. That can be your time spent with your family still. What is the average? And the big one I'm obsessed with is, what is the average case size of your mortgages? Because it's irrelevant about whether you get more leads. What I'm interested in when I work with people is interested in, are you improving the actual value per client? Meaning, are your fees a really good price? Are you actually getting paid for what you're worth? Charge what you're worth is literally written on my board in the corner. It says, charge what you're worth is a big thing. Also, I think that you should, so getting that, charge what you're worth, making sure you're increasing insurance premiums, all of this stuff, by the way, doesn't happen in 30 days. It happens over a long period of time, because it's about learning skills, stacking skills, and becoming confident. And you only become confident at something when you have enough proof to yourself that you can do that thing. It's really quite interesting. I know I can deal with kind of bad situations. And the only reason I know that is because I have been through quite a lot of bad situations, especially over the last few years, but definitely over the last 10 years, that I know that when bad things happen, I can deal with them. And that didn't happen because I did bad things for 30 days and I was okay. It was actually because I've done stuff and proved to myself I can do it over time. And so the biggest thing with this, and the reason why I'm saying, you might think, Ash, what's this connected to it? What is this idea of not being, like, not tracking sales? I think sales are important, but a lot of the time, and I said it, the micro, everybody is focusing on the micro. And it's such a corporate way of doing things. What are you doing in Q1? What are you doing in Q2? What are you doing in Q3? And none of that stuff, really matters, because the world doesn't work in quarters. The world doesn't work in 30 days. The world works indefinitely. You should go and read Simon Sinek's, I think it's The Infinite Game, which is game theory, really. So it's the infinite game, and he talks about a finite mindset versus a infinite mindset. Infinite meaning it doesn't stop. You continue to go over and over and over again, whereas a finite is, what did I get within that result? Now, do I think it's important to keep your finger on the pulse of what you're doing? Yes, I do. I don't think you should just create stuff and ignore everything to do with the metrics. I don't think that's a good idea. But I think that you should understand that if you are switching to a new strategy, I actually say this to many people, if you're switching to a new strategy, you need to do that strategy for 6 months before you start to assess it. And then what I would normally say to somebody is, do it for 6 months, assess, another 6 months, assess, final 6 months, assess. And if you've done it for 18 months, then you can go, didn't really work for me, or it did work for me. And you'll understand that way, by the way. What's great with that? Let's think about this from a type, from a like a statistical kind of perspective. If you do 18 months, what does that give you? That gives you a year and a half, which means that you are going to get, first of all, the data for the first year is how do people react in different times of the year, because markets change. And this is why this 30-day thing is a load of rubbish, and why it's, did you get more leads that day? You might think that you got more leads because you posted a video today, but really it could just be that, that there's more people coming off of their interest rates at the moment and needing your help, which is a demand business, not a brand. And we talk about that in the blueprint, the different types. So you should check that out. So that you don't know that. You don't know that it might be that January is busier than February, and February might be like even be, might be dead, but March might be great. You don't know. So with a whole year, you're going to be able to see the changes both of the seasons, of the school holidays, and just of what's happening. The reason why we do 18 months is that it's also going to give you half a year to be able to cross-reference what that did the previous year. So if you look at that, you can then say, okay, January last year was the same as January this year, February last year. And by the way, you'll probably find a lot of the time it's very similar. And at that point then, you can confirm and you can look and go, did I do better in January last year than I did January this year? And by the way, what do I mean by better? Don't worry about the leads. Did I write more business? Have I made more money? That's the only thing I'm really interested in with this type of stuff at the beginning, is did I make more money from January this year to from last year? And that's when you can ascertain whether it's worth doing. Now, I know this might sound like it's very basic and there's tons of business coaches out there that are going to say, Ash, this is stupid. But my whole belief is to simplify success. Success doesn't need to be complicated. It doesn't need to be spreadsheets. It doesn't need to be all these formulas. It doesn't need to be that. It's about doing the same good stuff for a long enough period of time to understand whether or not it's worked because you did it, or whether it worked because there were trends or because the market demanded it. And then repeating the same things that we know work for an infinite amount of time. That's all we need to focus on. It's very unpopular opinion because it makes people, I think it overshadows a lot of things, which is there's this formula and this thing. All the stuff I do in regards to frameworks, all the stuff I do in regards to coaching people is about simplifying success and trying to make things easier to do. There are lots of complex formulas and frameworks underneath these things, but the fundamental thing is don't get too caught up in this small measures. It's exactly the same. I had it recently with a client of mine, love this guy to pieces, and he said, Ash, my video is not performing on YouTube. He does a really good YouTube channel, does very well. And he said, I uploaded the video on Friday, and this is Saturday, he's messaged me. And I was like, just wait a week. And then 3 days later, he went, oh, my bad, it's really performing again. You don't know. And if we're measuring, and really, you want to measure with that time frame, we know it's about 2 weeks is where that kind of, if it's doing well in 2 weeks, we know that because we've done it long enough. But that's the thing, is we're too busy to judge and judge something before it's even got off the gate. And I can be like this too. I'm not saying that I'm a saint. I'm just as bad. But I know when I do stuff, I'm like, come on. Today, I looked at my mirror, I was working out, and I was like, oh, my calves are really slim. I need to probably do some calf raises every day. And I know that it's not going to be 30 days. It'll be, all right, do calf raises every day. In 18 months, I'll probably feel okay. It's the same thing with all of the stuff we do. Don't overcomplicate it. Very unpopular opinion, but it is mine. Anyway, have a wonderful day, and I'll see you in the next episode. Bye. So if you have ever got any value from the content I create, from this podcast to my Instagram content to the free mortgage marketing blueprint that I update every single year, and you would like to show your appreciation completely for free, then It would mean the world to me if you head over to LinkedIn and leave me a recommendation. Let me know your feedback on what you've got from the show. It's wonderful to hear how this stuff is affecting and helping brokers in the real world. Head over to ashborland.com/LinkedIn and it will redirect you there. We need to be connected. So if we're not connected already, drop me a connection request. And if we are, just head over, just click on the button at the top and click recommendation or recommend. And do fill out the rest. And it would, like I said, it really would mean the world. Anyway, let's get on to the next episode.